Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
If your hair isn't performing like it used to, the answer isn't another hat. It's a proactive approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. It's also NSF certified for sport and the official hair growth partner of Major League Baseball, the only hair growth supplement trusted by the pros. Visit Nutrafol.com, enter promo code PMT. Get $10 off your first month subscription, and you get free shipping. That's NUTRAFOL.com, promo code PMT.
Okay, welcome to the bracket, episode 168. We got a bit of a remote show going on today as KB and Nick are out shooting a very interesting new show that I think you guys are going to really like based on everything I've seen from it. But that's not going to come out for a little bit, but be very
prepared. Spoil it. I don't know what it is.
Spoil the fuck out of it, yeah.
Spoil the shit. We'll see. You all see. And Tommy might be joining a little bit. He's coming back from that right now. But in the meantime, we have...
Tommy's lame.
Let discuss it with him when he gets here. But in the meantime, we have my Chicago teammates, Dave and Chief. We have Eddie over there in Chicago. Uchiha will be joining him momentarily. We have Vibzy with me. And we have Clem, who he told me, I thought you had been on an episode of The Bracket before, which is not correct. But I thought he had been on with me. Oh, smart thinking.
Wow.
As Clem puts on his headband for what is going to be a basketball-themed episode, by the way. Today, we are going to be doing, I took all of the teams that are currently in the Sweet 16, and we're sort of determined for the most part the best single alumni from each one of those schools. And we're pitting them in a one-on-one tournament style basketball competition. So I picked all the best alumni except for with one school where it was too difficult to determine. And we're going to match them up and debate which one of them would win in a one-on-one competition in one-on-one game of basketball. We'll say it was kind of, I kind of inspired this because how fun the Roans first to score 1 point tournament was. It won't be that.
It wasn't fun. It was dumb and stupid.
What was the highlight from that, Ken Jack?
What was the highlight? Vibzy,
me celebrating something.
You celebrating was unbelievable. You went 10 feet in the air, I think. It was unbelievable.
I'm an athlete.
So we'll be doing one-on-one competition. I think it'll be, we'll think of it as like first to 11, not like a first to one or whatever. So, but before we get to that, let's talk about game time. Speaking about basketball, the best part of college basketball is here. And we know you're as excited as we are to watch some big upsets throughout the tournament. While we're streaming in the cave, you can get out and see the action in person with Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the app go down the closer it gets to showtime. Plus, Game Time Picks features make it easier to find the great deals that you on the seats that you want. You can even find last minute tickets for the tournament and for up to 60% off quickly and easily. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the Game Time Picks setting at the top of the screen or browse the best local Game Time Picks on deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. I was just looking at tickets for Alabama in their first game, or the next game, which is, I believe, on Saturday? You guys tell me. You're better with college basketball than I am. And tickets right now, you can get it on the Game Time Picks feature, $419 to go to a Sweet 16 game. Pretty goddamn good. And they've got great curated deals for all tiers of tickets that you know you're getting the top option when you see the super deal icon. So what are you waiting for? Going to go buy those Alabama tickets right now with Game Time Picks. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. Shout out to our friends over at Game Time. So again, think of this as one-on-one tournament style. It's not seeded in the same way that they're seeded. So basically, I took all of these, found all these alumni, and then I seeded it based on how good their best basketball alumni is. And think about it this way too. It's this player in their overall prime. So not when they were in college, but whenever they were best throughout their career, whether that got into the NBA, whether it didn't, think about it that way. So first matchup of the day, number 12 seed, from Purdue, Glenn Robinson. Glenn Robinson, that's one where I think if anybody, Clem is going to be the most interesting. Glenn Robinson is
going big dog.
Yeah.
Big dog.
Is going up against our number 5 seed from Michigan State, Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. And an interesting thing with Magic Johnson is I don't know how much I personally think of him as a one-on-one player. You know what I mean? I think of him as the best player you could possibly have on a team. But maybe not as a one-on-one ISO type player. So that's just food for thought there. So let's start out with you, Vibzy. Which player do you think would win it in a one-on-one match, game to 11? Glenn Robinson, the big dog, versus Magic Johnson.
I told myself going into this I was going to be very fair to Purdue, and I wasn't going to just be a dickhead to Purdue because I can. I don't know. After doing our 1v1 tournament, if you're just a big dude and you can just back down to the rim, that's what 1v1 is all about. And you can just hover over him and block the shot.
Magic Johnson's no shorty.
I know he's big. He's like LeBron James before LeBron James. I'm going Glenn Robinson. I'm doing it. I don't care. Because when it's 1v1, it's to 11?
To 11.
I'm going Magic Johnson then.
Magic Johnson.
You have an outside shot that helps because you're going to get tired.
So one for Magic Johnson. Let's go to you, Clem. Who do you think wins?
All right. Ready for this one, boys? Glenn Robinson measuring in at 6'7", 225, the big dog. Magic Johnson measuring 6'8", 215. So yeah. Glenn has him with the scales a little bit. Magic's taller. Magic Johnson's peak. Is it crazy to say Magic Johnson's peak is like now as a businessman? Is he just fucking like, he's like, it's incredible. He's beat HIV. He's fucking a bazillionaire, right?
Beat the Yankees.
This is the thing about Glenn Robinson, someone that's old enough to remember when he was like a rookie and entering the league. And this, I love that we have Chief on. Chief wheelhouse. He's like lights out in the dozen from like the 90s to early 2000s in NBA. Glenn Robinson came in the same draft as, I believe, Jason Kidd and Grant Hill. And it was such like a, he was just so fucking boring compared to those guys. He probably put up like 25 a game. So even at his peak, I still think Magic Johnson is just so much cooler and more fun to watch. So I'm going Magic Johnson.
I would have guessed Glenn Robinson was 6'11".
He played like a bigger guy than
you. not a chance I would have guessed he was 6'7". That's crazy. Yeah.
So, Che, what we're doing today is it's an NBA matchup. We're using the best alumni of all current Sweet 16 schools in a one-on-one tournament at the peak of their abilities as a player. So
Glenn Robinson's going to fuck somebody up. He's the number one overall pick, 1994.
He is the number that was amazing off the top. So Glenn Robinson's representing Purdue, and he's going up against Magic Johnson from Michigan State, just for your edification. And
one-on-one?
Yeah, one-on-one, first to 11.
I mean, what world is Glenn Robinson not winning this?
This is crazy.
Magic Johnson's a way better basketball player. One-on-one is a different game than 5-on-5.
Shit, but like Magic Johnson played center and won an NBA championship. He could play all five positions.
Yeah.
Who is stopping the baby hook? Who's stopping the baby hook? Not Glenn Robinson.
You ever seen Magic shoot? It's not like nice looking shot.
He's going to walk him down. Get wherever he wants.
He's famous for playing five positions.
Yeah.
He can guard all five.
I'm taking Glenn Robinson minus 1.5.
One for Glenn Robinson.
I can't take Dave serious. He looks like he's in a call center.
Yeah.
It's my gaming headset, asshole.
Well, I can't take it serious.
Yeah, Ed's the asshole in this shot.
He's got he legit looks like he's going to give a motivational speech to someone. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm about to sell a new Apple product.
Yeah. So we are 2 for Magic Johnson, 1 for Glenn Robinson. Eddie?
Big dog.
I'm going Magic just because of the famous stat. Like that's what I know about Magic Johnson is that he played all five positions. So Magic.
Yeah. So we are 3 for Magic Johnson, 1 for Glenn Robinson. White Sox Dave?
I mean, when I also thought Magic Johnson was like 6'10", 6'11" for some reason. I didn't realize he was only 6'8". That
don't say also. I did not think Magic Johnson was 6'10".
I thought he was taller.
I thought Glenn Robinson was. Yeah.
I thought Magic Johnson was 6'10" for some reason. I thought he was like, you know, crazy tall, also played point guard, blah, blah, blah. He's not passing to anybody. Glenn Robinson, I think, like in my head, he's got a lot more bounce and juice. And for a one-on-one matchup, I'm going to take him for this specific exercise.
So that means we are 3 for Magic Johnson, 1 for Glenn Robinson, Chief.
I'm on Magic. This to me is, and I love Big Dog. I think he won 3 Big Ten championships at Purdue.
He was awesome.
Milwaukee Bucks. He's one of the earliest players that I can kind of remember coming into the league, if that makes sense. But like this is, we're talking about one of the greatest players of all time who can guard. He's longer. He's a better ball handler. He has moves in the post. He can get to the basket. Like this is insane that I feel like people are taking Big Dog. And I like Big Dog.
You know who is a similar size profile? And actually was like kind of compared to him for a little bit when he was healthy, was the best player in Duke history, Grant Hill. Grant Hill went three in that draft. Glenn Robinson went one, because the game back then was just like, if you have like a horse that can score, like that's your guy. Glenn Robinson was picked ahead of him.
Yeah, well, they fucked up clearly. Grant Hill was a better player.
A really good player.
Got it hurt.
Yeah. Jason Kidd was better too.
But I'm talking about one on one. Yeah, yeah. All those players were better after him. But if you're talking about one on one, like, I'm still taking Glenn Robinson over Grant Hill and Jason Kidd and Magic Johnson too in a game of one on one.
See, yeah. The name Magic is such a sick, sweet nickname. Big Dog does lend itself to a one-on-one tournament.
Yeah,
though,
you do have to play, right? Big Dog.
Man, I just assume like suaveness. Like, yeah. I don't know.
At Boar's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years. And this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate with the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. Helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Give me the guy that's going to jump through the gym and dunk on someone.
Do you guys ever have like one-on-one people that you play with in like growing up? Like people that didn't go to like your, you weren't friends with or like at your school or anything like that? We had this guy that would always show up and play with us when we were like 16 or 17. And he would show up with his daughter. His name is Foundation. And he would always play. Fuck. He would kick our ass. He was like 40 years old and he would just murder us. It was, that guy rocked. So Magic Johnson's going to move on being Glenn Robinson. Next up, we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed from Auburn. Can you take one guess who it is?
Chuck Wagon.
Charles. Motherfucking round mound of rebound. Charles Barkley is going up against the number 13 seed from Tennessee. This is a really tough one. I'll be honest. Tennessee, not a many great NBA alum. So I'll give you two. I'll give you guys two options. Who you'd rather pick here? It's Tobias Harris or Allen Houston. Which one would you think would be better? You think Allen Houston versus Tobias Harris? Tobias Harris, deeper skill set probably than Allen Houston, but just throwing it out there. You think Allen Houston?
I don't want to pick against Allen Houston. I loved fucking Allen Houston of the Knicks, and he was just starting to really cook when his knee got completely fucked, and he just became an albatross on the salary cap. So I'm kind of fine. I'll abstain too, because I don't want to have to vote him out, because I'm not going to vote against Charles Barkley right now.
I don't think Tobias Harris has ever made an All-Star team.
When even he was on Detroit?
I doubt it.
Okay, so let's say Allen Houston, just because I actually think
Can I interject something here? I mean, not to be like all the old guy historian.
Say Bernard King if you want Bernard King.
Yeah, I thought Klemzingis there would be shouting out for Bernard King.
I'm fine with Bernard King for sure. Definitely Bernard King.
You think Bernard King in a one-on-one versus Barkley, though?
No, he'd like get Allen fucking Houston. Destroyed, but I think he's better than Allen Houston and the other guys.
So for this purposes, Allen Houston would probably be the better matchup here. So let's say Allen Houston versus Charles Barkley.
And how tall was Bernard King?
6'7", 205.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just a tinier man. That would be a tougher one.
Second in MVP.
Bigger than Allen Houston.
He had like 3 50-point games in a row, I think, at one point. He was a scoring champion in 83.
He averaged
84, 85, Jay, you sick 80, fuck, 45. Man.
Yeah, 33 points a game in 84, 85.
That's better than Allen Houston.
And he was second in MVP the year before, too.
Yeah.
You guys want Bernard King? We knew Bernard King.
The problem is nobody's really watched Bernard King play.
I've never heard of him.
There was a 30 for 30 about him.
Yeah.
You've never heard of Bernard King?
I don't think so.
He was very good. Let's say Charles Barkley versus Allen Houston in this case, because I do think they played against each other at least for how many years? Crossover. Yeah. So let's start with you, Chief. Allen Houston versus Charles Barkley.
I think Charles Barkley is destroying Allen Houston. I think that if you like watch the old clips, like even from Last Dance of Charles Barkley, he was the second best player in the NBA at his peak. We're talking about guys in their peak. He won an NBA MVP. Great rebounder, more athletic than people give him credit for because he got so fat. But he could do everything. So I think Barkley absolutely destroys Allen Houston.
One for Charles Barkley. Dave.
Barkley. All day.
Another one for Charles Barkley. Eddie?
I think the only shot Allen Houston would have in this is if he got the ball first and if it was make it, take it. If not, I don't think.
It's 2-11, though. It's not like what we did.
No, I know.
Oh, yo, I got you. I got you. I got you.
If it's make a ticket, he gets the ball every time, and he has to hit every shot. Yeah. If not, he get absolutely eaten alive on the boards, and Barkley clears him pretty easily.
Barkley, Che?
Yeah, Barkley was the MVP in, what, 93?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley.
Barkley, Clem?
I got a picture of Allen Houston hitting that shot against Miami. It was probably the greatest moment I've had as a Knicks fan because we don't have a lot of great moments as you fuckers in Chicago robbed us of most of those great moments. And I hate to do this, but like Ed says, like I do see a world where Houston could just keep hitting the two-pointers and it has – it's make it – let's just put this out in the open now. Let's establish rules. It's make it, take it, right? It's like winner's out when we play it to 11 one-on-one, right?
I think it's make it, take it, yeah.
It's got to be. That's how you play.
That's how you play.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that being – and this is the other thing too. So Charles Barkley, I was just looking at the stats here. I remember when he was with Phoenix and he was able to like – he started shooting threes and he won the MVP that year. I was like, oh, man, like he must have been like incredible at 30.5% three-point shooting, which was like good compared to like back then, especially a round mound hitting that. But again, it's like there's certain like vibes with Purdue. It's going to be hard for me to vote against Barkley at any point because I just fucking love the guy so much. And I do think he would be a guy who would back the fuck out of you and just play dirty. This is, if we're talking peak Barkley, you know, I'm not a role model. I don't give a fuck. Threw a guy through a play class window. I'm going Barkley.
That guy deserved it.
Yep.
Barkley. Definitely deserved it.
Bibsy?
Yeah, when I saw Auburn was on this, I obviously knew Barkley would be involved, and I was like, it's going to be hard to go against Charles Barkley. Because the Suns had some good role players whenever they played the Bulls in the finals, but like Barkley just kind of did it on his own. You know,
more or less is him and Kevin.
Yeah, so I got to go Barkley.
So Barkley's going to move on. Next up, we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is out of Florida. Florida was a tougher school, too, for the sake of one-on-one. I think the best for a one-on-one, if you're talking about ability to do it all and also defend, you know what I mean? Probably could be Al Horford. Mm-hmm. So you could say Noah, but Noah can't really, like Noah guarding someone on the perimeter, like, I don't know. You could also say Brad Beal at his height, what he gets when before we're getting injured and all that, because he scored a fuck ton of points, but he's getting backed down by a lot of guys. So I think Al Horford is probably the go-to for Florida.
Is he still in the league?
Yes.
Al Horford, so, oh,
yeah.
He's on the Celtics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he's going up against this guy might be a wagon, and I'm so happy that he ended up on this team. I had no clue where he went to college. From Arkansas, Joe Johnson.
Oh,
one-on-one tournament. Oh, ISO God. Joe.
ISO Joe is a bucket. He's a bucket.
ISO Joe versus Al Horford. Starting with you, Clem. Or sorry, yep. Starting with you. I went reverse order. Vibsy.
Maybe it's just I've seen more Al Horford. I loved him on the Gators. I'm gonna go Al Horford on this.
Al Horford.
I feel like he's just like a complete player. He can get in the post and he can shoot the three. He can do everything. Mm-hmm. And I think he'd be better on defense too. I'm going Al Horford.
One for Al Horford. Clem.
I think Joe Johnson is like the perfect dozen player too. I feel like he's always in at least one of the guesses, if not the answers for the dozen. Al Horford, I feel like he's a guy that matches up better for like a team game than a one-on-one game. So, and fuck it, like some of this stuff, you just gotta have fun. ISO Joe's just fun. Let's throw ISO Joe out there. I'm going ISO Joe.
One for ISO Joe. Che.
I think it was maybe 2011, 2011-12. It was right after he signed with Atlanta, where he had a string of like insane game winners, and that's where he got the nickname ISO Joe, because they would just give it to him and they would just go four out and it would just be him against somebody else at the top of the key, and he would win way more often than not. I think my Instagram feed is like all basketball clips. I feel like ISO Joe is in either the big three or the tournament or some type of thing where he makes a living doing this now, so he's gonna be hard to beat for me. ISO Joe.
Another one for ISO Joe, Eddie.
You know, we're talking primes here, and obviously Horford is who he is now, but I think people forget just how good he was at Florida. Like, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
He was awesome. I think this would be one of those games where, you know, obviously, like, Joe Johnson would be the biggest. Oh, wow, we got a dozen interruption. No, it's here. Okay. I think it would be one of those games where obviously the whole public is all over ISO Joe, but I think Horford shocks people, and I'm going to Horford.
Wow, so we're 2-2. Dave. Yeah.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
You got to go with Joe Johnson here. Al Horford's like one of those athletes that's had the perfect athletic career. Like, you know, made millions upon millions of dollars just being like pretty good. And he can ride off into the sunset and be pretty forgettable at the same time. I love guys like that. He's been in the league for like 18 years just being steady. But one-on-one, he's getting absolutely torched by Joe Johnson.
Another one.
Torched.
For Joe Johnson. It's 3-2 in favor of Joe Johnson right now over Al Horford. Chief.
I'm going ISO Joe, too. There was this clip. I can't remember what year it was, but he's playing against Paul Pierce. He's got Paul Pierce on the perimeter. He makes Paul Pierce, like, fall down and hit his face on the floor. Like, crossed him up so bad and then got to the hole. That in one-on-one plays, and if we're doing make it, take it, I don't think Al Horford could stay in front of him. I love Joe Johnson. He's, like, one of those guys. You're right, Clem. Like, when you think back of that era, and it's like, well, who averaged 28? You know, it's like, might have been Joe Johnson. So I'm taking Joe Johnson.
Little fun fact for you guys from Joe Johnson's basketball reference page. One of his nicknames, which I feel like they throw these in just to fuck with people, Armadillo Cowboy. Don't remember that one.
Nope. Love it. Nope. No fucking way. That clip with Paul Pierce, I actually rewatched that the other day. So I think it was through Jeff Teague's podcast or something. It's so fucking good. Paul Pierce is like legit on his back. Like, I don't know, off a crossover. It's insane.
Yeah.
So Joe Johnson's going to move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed. 16 seed, it's Texas Tech. Texas Tech has no players. There are really? No players at Texas Tech. It's crazy.
Patrick Mahomes.
The best basketball player out of Texas Tech is Jarrett Culver. And the honorable mention I can give you is like Matt McClung. Like there's nothing there.
Jesus.
Like, so I think for this, I don't know if I want to do Culver or McClung, but like, I guess Culver.
I'm being
two on one.
If you put Patrick Mahomes in there, would he be a better option than?
Very potentially. Maybe not McClung. I don't know. But they're going up against it's in this one. I want to do play in four first because the number one seed is Kentucky. And there are simply too many good players from Kentucky for me to just arbitrarily pick one. So I really wanted first to let you guys decide who will be representing Kentucky. I believe I have to pick six players to choose from. Anthony Davis, who would be my personal, that's the guy I would pick because he can do literally everything in his prime. He can shoot threes, he can play inside, play outside, he can defend, he can like everywhere. It's the best. And like you can do Shea, Karl Anthony Towns, DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, Devin Booker. I think though that's the grouping we'll go with. So we'll say Anthony Davis, Shea, Karl Anthony Towns, DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, Devin Booker. So let's start, Chief. Which one of those would you want to represent Kentucky?
I would probably go Davis from that crew.
Yeah, just for the ability in all positions.
Yeah, and he's so long. And like he's one of those guys, I might have this wrong, but I think he was like 6'3 as like a sophomore in high school. He's a Chicago kid.
Yeah.
And then grew like 7 or 8 inches. And so he had guard skills. And then just grew into a dominant center. So I'll go Anthony Davis.
Dave?
So someone brought up the, what is it called? The Big Three. I think Shea brought it up. I actually went to that a couple summers back and it was really cool. And you want guards in this exact exercise. So I'm going to go with John Wall for this one. John Wall is one of the most explosive athletes I've ever seen across all four major sports. That guy's first step off the dribble was fucking absurd. Like Derrick Rose good. So, I mean, Anthony Davis, obviously better career, probably plays more positions, blah, blah, blah. For this, I want to see guards. I want John Wall. Give me John Wall.
Eddie?
John Wall.
John Wall. So
he was a pop culture icon too. Yeah.
That too. So, Chair, we're doing the play-in. So, Kentucky's the one seed. but I didn't want to arbitrarily pick one because there's just too many good players. So I want you guys to pick who represents Kentucky. So the options are Anthony Davis, Shea, Karl-Anthony Towns, DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, and Devin Booker. Right now it is 2 votes for John Wall, 2 votes for Anthony Davis.
Ooh. I'd put Jamal Mashburn in there too.
Mashburn was, yeah, he was up there.
Wait, Twan.
Antoine too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about
Twan was awesome.
At the peak of their powers.
At the peak of their powers for one-on-one, Antoine Walker might be the actual real choice.
So no good.
Dude, his first step in the, like, go look like early rookie employee number eight Antoine days.
Employee number
peak
eight,
peak of their
wow.
powers, I think it's Boogie Cousins.
You go with Boogie? Okay.
Yeah. He can shoot. He's huge. He's like 6'10", 6'11", like 250, 260. He can shoot. He can back you down.
That's a good pick.
He's going to be hard to beat. He got derailed by injuries, but he was a – he averaged like 25 for the Kings pretty steadily, and then they traded him because he wanted a better situation, then went to the Pelicans and got hurt, and his career was pretty much done.
He would be the scariest one to play against for sure.
Yeah, he's a nut job.
Yep.
That counts for something in one-on-one.
It does.
Sure.
It does.
Fact. Clem?
Boogie nickname is a great nickname too. There was – I think, like, if we're going peak of the powers, and again, in college, too, Mashburn and then some of those Kentucky teams were awesome. Fucking Antoine Walker got drafted as a six man. Poor Syracuse had no chance in that goddamn game.
John Wallace.
Yeah, John Wallace. Shout out to John
I love
Wallace.
That this is so much more of a debate versus who they're going to smash on Texas.
We have to let Culver and McClung, like you said, play together two-on-one. There was a series I remember where Anthony Davis, I think it was against the Warriors, where he put together like a quadruple-double or something. He was hitting threes in the corner. I think he got hurt, but it was like – at that point, it was like, holy shit, like, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy like that before. So I think if we're just going on, like, ceiling, I don't think anyone ever hit that point. So I'm going to go AD based on that.
AD, Bibsy?
Fair.
Yeah, I liked what everyone said about Cousins. I want someone who's mean. I want someone who's got a little edge. And I think AD's, like, someone you'd create in a lab, but I don't think he has the edge that DeMarcus Cousins has. I want a little bit of a crazy person on my team, so I'm taking him.
So we have 2 for Anthony Davis, 2 for DeMarcus Cousins, 2 for John Wall, which means I have to break the tie.
Ken Jack, if we vote Boogie in, can there be a baseball bat on the floor? But he doesn't start with it. It's like on the ground, so anyone can get it.
Anyone can grab it?
Yes.
You're telling me McClung could grab the baseball bat.
But then Boogie could take it and bash him with it.
I think he could beat him without the baseball bat. I think McClung with the baseball bat has less of a chance.
That's true.
Versus him barehanded. You do want guards in a one-on-one competition, but I do think Davis is like the rare big who, like you guys were saying, like started as a guard, went to large.
Mm-hmm.
But also DeMarcus Cousins, that like the picture of him with a cat to his back, where he's just like cat's trying so hard to back him down and he can't even budge. And DeMarcus Cousins is just staring at him like, what are you doing? It's so funny, and he's so fucking mean. You know what? I'll go with DeMarcus Cousins. He's basically like a worse Anthony Davis. I hate to say that because he's an incredible player, but like Anthony Davis does everything DeMarcus Cousins can do except a little bit better. But I'll go with DeMarcus Cousins.
Can I ask that to the group? Do you want a guard over a big man? Because the speed and the outside is good, but if you have a big man, you just back him down and just put it right up. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's partially like you want the offensive abilities important, but also can you defend? Because if you can't defend, then you're just fucked anyway.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, you have to be able to get to the spot as a big, though, too, because no one's throwing it into you at the post.
Right. Yeah. Someone said that with Horford. Like, he'd probably be too slow to, even guard Joe Johnson. Yeah. And it's interesting.
So DeMarcus Cousins is going to move on and play. This is Jay. We're Texas Tech was tough to figure out, but we're ending up with, we'll say Jared Culver is the best.
Oh,
got to come out of Texas Tech. It's him or McClung, and that's literally it. That's the only two players to come out of that school.
Honestly, like, no point in even doing this.
Yeah, there really is there any? We just say DeMarcus Cousins moves straight on.
I kind of like Vib's idea of just throwing Mahomes in there. Didn't he have like a viral high school basketball video?
Probably. And then everyone was like, look at him do that. Wow. He did that chest pass. Oh my God. No one can do that.
Fucking Dove Climbing posting it like, wow, he was a problem. He was unbelievable.
Hey, easy.
Well, hey, well, just.
No, Dove is a new guy now. Dove,
oh, all right. I thought that was.
I'm an old Dove writer. Once he sold his account, whoever's running it now sticks.
I thought it was like 15 people writing it, just posting rage bait, basically.
Probably, yeah, it's all bait now.
So we'll just move on to Marcus Cousins, lucky guy. So now we have on the other side. Oh, sorry, almost forgot to add. Before we get to the other side of the bracket, let's talk about Blue Chew really quick. So Blue Chew. Have better sex with Blue Chew. It is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong, it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks too. You'll have to move towns with the amount of noise you'll be making. Blue Chew Max has arrived and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts. Guys, be ready when she needs it and get your first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up for BlueChew.com, consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. That's the mission. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we have a special tier for our listeners. Try your first month free when you use promo code BRACKET. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code BRACKET. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. All right, other side of the bracket, we have the 11 seed, Arizona. Arizona was a bit of a tougher one, too, to kind of choose from, but I went with Gilbert Arenas. I feel like he's going to be the best option to come as far as like a one-on-one tournament. That feels fair, right?
Yep.
Is there really not a lot of other like all-time players come out of Arizona?
Like Mike Bibby?
Yeah, but... like Bibby in a one-on-one versus Gilbert Arenas is a one-on-one guy.
Yeah, Eric Williams, but yeah, probably Arenas
give
over
me,
him. Yeah.
Give me TJ McConnell.
TJ McConnell?
All day.
All day over this dude.
And what about gonna... jacked Bibby, too? Have you seen new Bibby where he's jacked out of his fucking mind? He looks like a double dragon character, which no one's going to get who listens to this because it's an old-ass reference.
That's Coach Bibby now to you. And he's going up against the number six seed from Michigan, Chris Webber, I think, is a pretty fucking good option to go up against in a one-on-one tournament. You don't want to – that's a mean guy, too. You don't want to play against him. You
can see, can I throw out one other name from Michigan, see what the group says?
Shoot it.
Jamal Crawford.
Fuck! I didn't even see
for this
see
one,
him.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that's fine with me. I'm fine with Jamal Crawford.
Ooh.
So I actually made this comment during a stream, I think, on Friday or Thursday. I think that right now, Franz Wagner is the third best player to ever come out of Michigan.
Wow.
Right now. And I think he has the potential to be the best.
Behind Weber.
Chris Webber and Glenn Wright.
You're saying to the pros, right?
I'm taking, like, yes, resume.
Okay, because obviously Trey Burke was
player.
Better in college.
In college,
yes, exactly.
But, like, NBA career.
Juwan Howard. I mean,
yeah, for a long time.
I don't think so. Like, how many memorable
Jalen
moments
Rose?
Do you want?
Jalen Rose.
Highlights
I'm putting Franz
up.
Wagner with both of those guys.
I don't know today's NBA, so I can't argue with you.
Really good year this year.
Yeah, he's been better.
Jamal Crawford,
if he didn't get hurt.
Jamal Crawford, one of the all-time great crossover artists
was,
in NBA history.
Was Jamal Crawford the one that dunked on LeBron in like a summer camp and then they like hit
no.
the t- they, who was that?
I think it was Jordan Crawford.
Crawford.
Okay, all right. Yeah. But they like destroyed the tape. They like shot it into the sun.
They got rid of it. I love stories like that because it's either that, like that urban legend, like the tape gets destroyed, or it's like I think like O.J. Mayo before he went to, was it USC or whatever? Like they say he played Jordan and Jordan just beat him like 15-0, like, and didn't even break a sweat.
Yeah, Jordan was like 52.
Yeah, he just absolutely annihilated him. So let's say, again, Gilbert Arenas, I'm saying versus Jamal Crawford from Michigan, Arenas from Arizona. Let's start with you, Fibsy.
That's tough. I feel like both these guys are pretty even, but I Gilbert Arenas, great nickname, Agent Zero.
Yeah.
What an awesome nickname. I'm going to take Gilbert Arenas.
One for Gilbert Arenas. Let's go to Clem.
I'm torn here. These are two. I mean, Hibachi, great fucking nickname.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah.
Agent Zero. And now we're doing Crawford. Is Crawford over
Yeah,
Weber?
Jamal Crawford. Yeah.
This is the thing. And I think a lot of, like, if it's this close, it comes with a toss up. Gilbert Arenas, I feel like he does like rage bait fucking takes these days.
Oh, yeah.
I hate people like that. So because of that, I'm going to take him, even though Jamal Crawford was like the best no, yes guy of all time. Shay, I'm sure you agree. That's, like, he would. The Knicks would be down one with like 20 on the shot clock, and it would always be a 28 footer with like a guy in his face because he just didn't want to like go to the rim or do anything else. I feel like an old man just saying that, but I was saying that when I was younger too. So I'm gonna go with Jamal Crawford just because I don't like Gilbert Arenas personally as a human.
Another
I love that.
That factors.
Yeah.
So one for Jamal Crawford, Che.
It's tough because they're kind of similar players. I think Arenas is a little bit more. I think I think he's done this more, maybe. I think he's talked about his like gambling while in the NBA, whether it be a one-on-one or other things. But then Jamal Crawford is also like an unfazable guy who you just can't guard. My issue is both of them like are streaky too. I'll go with the hometown guy, Jamal Crawford.
Two for Jamal Crawford, Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, I miss the Jordan era and the PA announcer always saying runner in the lane, Jamal Crawford, is like burned into my brain forever. But I do feel like, whereas Clem said it's a vote against Gilbert Arenas for being that guy, I do think having that dog in you helps in one-on-one. And I think Arenas being a dickhead is a good thing, so I'm going to go Arenas.
I like the rationale there. 2-2, Dave.
To Eddie's point, we did this body armor thing with Jamal Crawford last summer, and he was like the nicest guy of all time. And he doesn't play defense, though, either. Was he not known for being horrifically bad on defense, or am I crazy?
Both of them.
I think they both are.
Yeah, they're both in that.
Well, yeah.
This would be a quick game. This would be a very quick game.
Yeah, right. It's just 11 straight buckets. I'm going to go with Gilbert Arenas because he is that dickhead. Even though I don't know exactly why. I didn't know he was a rage bait artist. But I'm going to go with Gilbert Arenas.
Ken Jack, do we have a potential Arenas versus Cousins matchup coming up on the bracket if he wins?
There is. They are on opposite sides. It could happen.
Oh, so it's not like next round. They can't.
We're on the left side. We were on the left side of the bracket before. Now we're on the right side. So they could in the finals match up against each other.
Because I mean, Gilbert did have the infamous gun incident. Then we're matching that up with DeMarcus Cousins is a wild potential here.
So we are 3 for Arenas, 2 for Crawford right now, Chief.
Work hard and hydrate hard with Body Armor Flash IV. Whether you're working in extreme heat or powering through a long shift, Body Armor Flash IV delivers faster, longer-lasting hydration. With more than 2,000 milligrams of electrolytes, vitamins B and C, and zinc, coconut water, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor Flash IV keeps you performing at your best. Get Body Armor Flash IV at your local 7-Eleven.
I'm going Jamal Crawford. He's sixth man of the year 3 different times. All 3 of those times he won it, he was over the age of 30, and he played for 19 years because he could always just score. If you needed a bucket, he would always get you one. The longevity, I think, matters for this. His handle, I think, was better than Gilbert Arenas's too. So I'm taking Jamal Crawford.
So that means we're tied up and I have to break it. And I think that I would also go for Jamal Crawford. I get the niceness factor of it, but I do think didn't he have like a 50-point game when he was like 39 or something like that, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Or something, if I remember correctly.
I think you're correct, actually.
Yeah, I think I remember something like that too.
There was a game in like 2007 or 8 where he made, I think it was 16 shots in a row in the game. And like once it got to like 8, people were going crazy when he had the ball. So Jamal Crawford is a tough shot maker.
He was a beast. And he had the crossover, which I would say was better than Arenas's. And they're
his
both
Twitter handle name is Jay Crossover.
Yeah, literally. He's just, he's so fucking good. I'd go with Crawford. So our next matchup is the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. This is a tough matchup, but there's really nothing I could do here. It's our number 3 seed from Houston. Take a guess. Who's going to be
the dream?
Going to be Hakeem the Dream.
Clyde the Glide.
So Clyde the Glide was that's the only other option here. But when I was thinking about it, like who even if that little mini matchup, right, of a one-on-one versus Clyde, Hakeem beats Clyde 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Like, that was a tough one to even rationalize.
This is when a big man beats a guard then, right? Like this is.
And that's going up against number 14 seed. Again, not much I could do here, BYU. Yeah, you're stuck with Jimmer.
Hell yeah, Jimmer. Don't you fucking apologize for throwing Jimmer on there.
Versus Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's tough.
I'm going to go with Jimmer.
Nope. You know what? Hold on to it then. So it's going to be Hakeem Olajuwon versus Jimmer Fredette. This is going to be.
Am I starting it off?
I think we have to go. We're reverse ordering. So Chief's going to go first.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Chief, Hakeem Olajuwon versus...
I'm going the Dream. I have a faint memory of there was supposed to be a pay-per-view one-on-one game between Hakeem Olajuwon and Shaquille O'Neal, like 1995, something like that. I was little. And then I think Shaq or something got hurt in the summer and they couldn't do it. But, like, Hakeem was down for one-on-one. And I think the footwork, the length, the shot-making, Hakeem is... He's like the smoothest big man of all time. I'm taking Hakeem.
One for Hakeem the Dream. Dave.
Jimmer.
Jimmer.
I'm going Jimmer because he's not going to miss one-on-one. He's one of those guys that like could try to miss and wouldn't miss.
He's being defended by a guy with setting. Like, he has like an 8-foot wingspan.
He'll shoot from half court then. He won't. He will not miss.
You've seen those guys
in pickup basketball.
Yes, but like he's playing against Hakeem Olajuwon, not you. Like you know what I mean? Like he's gonna be if he misses one shot,
just trust me. It's Shimmer here.
It's done. Eddie.
Is it crazy to say that I don't think Dave is crazy?
No,
I'm only being half.
Dave. You've been agreeing
kidding.
With Dave a lot on this show.
I know. Well, I can't. He's trying to sell me crypto with that fucking headset on. I have no choice. Pumping Ethereum. I need a history. I know how good Hakeem Olajuwon was. Don't get me wrong. I understand he's also known as like being somewhat underrated, considering you know who he played against and how good he was. But how good was he at guarding the perimeter?
He was. Defensive player of the year, I think, multiple times.
But because he was stopping twice. People at the hole? Or
did he ever have to guard the perimeter? Because that was back with the traditional big man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
He's a 7-footer just staying in the paint.
Led the NBA in blocks.
So
he was known for his footwork.
Yeah, he grew up playing soccer.
Mm-hmm. He averaged 1.7 steals a season. He was an absolute monster. He got you every single way.
He would be like Anthony Davis is now on defense.
Okay. Then you guys sold me. I'm going to go with the Dream.
Two for Hakeem, Che.
I don't think it's crazy to say Jimmer has a shot because if he gets the ball.
He's like Allen Houston. Jimmer, like I said, if he gets heat check, make it take it.
I think even worse with Allen, like, because Jimmer can shoot from like 30 feet.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, in a game to whatever it is, 15, 21, you're assuming he's going to miss a couple times from there with Hakeem on him. And Hakeem is, you know, one of the best defenders of all time. So when Hakeem gets the ball in the post, it's going to be game over. Even well past his retirement, he would big guys would fly down to see him. Clem, they talked about this all the time with like Amari Stoudemire. It's like you're flying down to spend the summer with Hakeem and like learn post moves. Like this guy pretty much invented post footwork. So Hakeem Olajuwon.
Another one for Hakeem Olajuwon. Clem?
I think I just heard of someone like this summer. It's still like he still does the Dream Camp, basically. Yep. He's one of those guys that like I think growing up, I kind of appreciated him. And then I started playing fantasy basketball. And the guy was, I mean, 2 steals a game, 3, 4 blocks a game. It's fucking 25 and 14. It's out of this world. And like he said, his footwork was so good. He could dribble. I don't know about who could beat Hakeem. I think Hakeem's going to win this whole fucking tournament, at least in my mind. Jimmer, I'm trying to tuck myself in the Jimmer. I think if he was against any other player, I'd pick Jimmer just out of my love for him. But Hakeem, again, he could play on the ball too. So, and also, Chief, you unlocked a fucking childhood memory with that one-on-one. I looked it up. It was a Taco Bell. It was supposed to be a Taco Bell promotion at the Trump Taj Mahal. They were hosting it in Atlantic City. And then someone said Hakeem dropped out. I remember Shaq dropping out.
Yeah.
But this person on Reddit said Shaq. So I remember Hakeem. And no one ever lies on the internet, right? So that was a fucking – there's a shirt on sale of $200 for Hakeem versus Shaq Taco Bell. So I might have to purchase that if
they've got an XL there, Clem, you just send me the receipt, okay?
Done.
That's like the most 90s headline of all time. Hakeem versus Shaq at the Taj Mahal Trump.
They need to get back to those kind of promotional events.
Yeah.
Like, that's sweet. I would have tuned into that. I would have bought a Taco Bell taco because of it.
Is the Chihuahua on the shirt?
Oh, it has
to be a Chihuahua?
I don't think so.
And they're just, like, towering over him. That'd be good.
Yeah. And, like, Hakeem was the most dominant. Like, he, in the mid-90s, which was, like, that golden era of centers, Robinson, Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, Shaq, he was still the best one.
So two championships, it has to be Hakeem.
Hakeem, Fibsy?
I was kind of in the same page as Dave and Eddie there at first with Jimmy Fredette. Like, this is March Madness bracket. You got to have the underdog, undersized white guy who can shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making it. But they sold me on Hakeem. I wasn't familiar with his game, with his footwork, so I'll give it to Hakeem.
Hakeem Olajuwon has I think I correctly got this one. I'm having trouble searching. He has two career quadruple doubles.
Jesus.
The stat lines from one of them: 18 points, 16 rebounds, 11 blocks, 10 assists. The other one: 29 points.
He really was underrated. 10 assists,
11 blocks.
That's crazy.
I never knew he was known as this like silky smooth guy.
Oh, yeah.
The dream. Like you guys are describing.
The dream, man.
Yeah. The dream.
His shake was like that. It was a dream shake.
The dream shake. The dream shake. Yeah.
People say Jordan retired because he didn't want to face him in the finals those 2 years. He knew it was coming.
Yeah.
People don't say that.
Yeah. No one's ever said that.
Anyone? One of the weirder name changes ever. He added an H to his name. He was drafted as Akeem, A-K-E-E-M. Mm. Later in his career, changed and started. His name started with an H. Huh.
Hakeem's rolls off the tongue.
It's a nice little fun fact, Steven.
Yeah. So Hakeem the Dream is going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed from Maryland. It's got to be Steve Francis. There's not many other choices to run from Maryland. That's basically it. So Steve Francis is going to be going up against the number 7 seed. This is a little bit dicier. So it's Alabama. And Alabama has a lot of players that went to Alabama. The Sprewell, Gerald Wallace, and Tony McDice, Mo Williams, even like more modern players like Brandon Miller. Mm-hmm. Colin Sexton probably out of all of these players has the best NBA career, but I just don't know how good he would be at NBA one-on-one. Brandon Miller would probably be the best. What do you think, Chaz, the most modern NBA watcher?
I would take Brandon Miller over Sexton.
Yeah.
No love for Spree?
One-on-one?
I mean, I'm just saying, best player.
Colin Sexton? You don't think Colin Sexton's a good one-on-one guy?
Okay, right. He's tiny. He's like, he doesn't typically start for the Jazz. He's going to be like their sixth man.
Cavs dumped him quick.
Yeah.
Mm. Brandon Miller
he's like 6'2".
And Brandon Miller's like you would not want to play him one-on-one. And he's also like a mental, like we were talking about before, mentality guy. That's I feel like a mean-spirited guy you don't want to play. So we'll say Brandon Miller then. So Brandon Miller versus Steve Francis from Maryland. Let's start with you, Vibsy.
The franchise. I'm just glad you didn't say Juan Dixon.
I thought about it.
That would have killed me. But then him and Jared Jeffries were both on the Wizards together, and that was awesome. I want to say the franchise, but he's only 6'3". He's really short compared
shorter than you think, yeah.
And he's going up against Brandon Miller, you said?
Yeah.
Brandon Miller's what, 6'8"?
Definitely taller.
6'7", I think.
Yeah. 6'9", 6'9", according to Basketball Reference. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm you know what? I
stick with the gut.
The franchise was like the first player I was like playing with in NBA 2K. I'm sticking with him. He's got the moves. He'll figure it out. He's
one,
a dog.
One for the franchise, Clem.
Without diving too deep into like the numbers or looking up the highlights, I feel like Stevie franchise at his absolute peak could dunk from anywhere on the court over Brandon Miller for every single point if he had to. So Steve Francis was like a comet. I still don't know what happened to him, but holy shit, was he incredible when he was at his best. He was like the forgotten guy from that epic dunk contest with T-Mac and Vince Carter. And like Francis fucking put up a show himself. So I'm going Stevie Francis. Again, the names are going to sell me. I'm not a Brandon Miller guy. Spree might have been a little tougher, but I still think I got to choose Francis no matter what.
Two for Steve Francis. Che.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
This is tough because Steve Francis made his living like an isolation basketball. Maybe it's recency bias. I mean, Steve Francis, I think at some point averaged like 23, 24 points a game. Like he was a really good player. Brandon Miller just kind of has what you want. Like he's defensive. He can shoot. He has a very similar game to Paul George, who he said was his GOAT. If you want to have a fun watch, just search like Brandon Miller dunk, because the Hornets play-by-play guy Eric Collins like loses his mind over every the smallest thing, and when Brandon Miller actually dunks on someone, you think he's having like a seizure. It's such an incredible call. So I'm gonna go Brandon Miller.
One for Brandon Miller. Also, Steve Francis, to me, I don't know if you guys agree with this, he's the first player I associate as being a guy that, like, once his NBA career dried up, like, really went overseas to China and became, like, the face of China. Like, a Chinese expat basketball, I guess.
Him and Marbury.
Marbury.
Yeah, Marbury. Is maybe Marbury is who I'm thinking of. Yeah, maybe Marbury is who I'm thinking of. Yes, yes, because of the shoes, yeah.
They're kind of interchangeable a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two for Francis, one for Brandon Miller. Eddie.
Man, I want to say the franchise because that was my era of basketball. And he was awesome, but I just think the measurables on Brandon Miller are kind of too tough to pass up when it comes to one-on-one, so I'm going to go Brandon Miller.
Is Tino Mobley rooting Steve Francis on during this matchup? Because I feel like that does make a difference. That's like his like superpower.
No, but Kelvin Cato's there.
Two to two right now, Dave.
I want to go with Francis. He just is like, in my head, he's just awesome ISO. Yeah. Nobody could stop him.
So that means three for Steve Francis, two for Brandon Miller. Chief.
I won't lie to you guys. I found out who Brandon Miller was about 30 seconds ago. So really? I was not familiar with him, so I'm going with Stevie Franchise.
Stevie Franchise is going to move on, beating Brandon Miller. So now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed's Duke. Duke has obviously a ton of players to choose from. Probably the best, if you're talking an overall talent player, is Tatum. Tatum's not a one-on-one guy. Like, in my brain, he's just kind of a pussy. Like, I don't think of him as, like, a definitely one-on-one guy. You know who is, though?
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving's not a guy you ever want to play in one-on-one basketball. I don't care your size. I don't care your skill set. Not a guy you ever want to see one-on-one, ever. And he's going up against the number 15 seed. Another school. Not a lot to offer as far as NBA talent goes. Ole Miss. Ole Miss, the best player I could really think of from Ole Miss was Marshall Henderson.
Oh, come
the
on.
Shark. The
Shark. Marshall Henderson was the best player to come out of Ole Miss, and he didn't even play like NBA. He played in like Iraq after he graduated college. Not even joking. He played in like occupied Iraq. He played basketball.
It's a USO tour.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Kyrie Irving versus Marshall Henderson. And I would say this, to our point earlier with the Jimmer and all that, these guys, more size comparable, and when Marshall Henderson was hot, man, he was hitting everything. Every shot he took was going in. Just throwing it out there. So we'll start with you, Chief. Kyrie Irving versus Marshall Henderson.
Jack. I think... What?
All right, sorry to cut you off, Chief, but if anyone takes Marshall Henderson over Kyrie Irving, like, shut down the show, shut down the company.
Yeah.
I mean, he is one of those guys that, Dave, like, he Kyrie, doesn't Kyrie miss.
Irving's the best ball handler of all time.
I know. It's the only, the I mean, he time. Should be marched to the finals in this bracket.
So you're going Kyrie, Chief, Dave?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going Kyrie.
Kyrie.
That's even better odds than Chief Rossetti.
Eddie.
Kyrie,
Jay.
Here's a question. What is Kyrie's peak?
That's a great question. I would say him, maybe like the year before LeBron, I would say, or maybe the first year of LeBron. What do you think?
It's Cavs for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Summer after he hit that shot, because I saw a lot of videos and Kyrie was at the peak of like human existence, basically. He was having a lot of parties, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's Cavs.
Yeah. What would you say, Jay?
Kyrie.
Yeah. I meant more like what do you think his peak would be?
That Brooklyn team was really good, but they were never all healthy together.
But he was top 10 in the NBA when he was with the Cavs.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah, the championship year, you know, the shot, game 7. That's what is that the that? Biggest shot in NBA history?
It's up there.
Yeah.
What was the summer where he was doing USA basketball stuff as like the B team?
Oh, with like Kobe talking to him, being like, "You didn't even go to college." Like,
yeah. Yeah. And then he there's this clip of him
just wrecking everybody.
What's that?
Just bringing the ball up and like crossing everybody over. Yes.
Yeah. And it is amazing to watch. So that might be his peak. I don't even know, a second, third year.
That's when he was like 19 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're all Duke or are all Kyrie right now. Clem?
I would like to abstain. I don't know if this is going to fuck up the bracket. I said I'm not voting for whoever was going to be the Duke guy because I fucking hate Duke. And I feel like I like when we used to hate Duke. And I feel like we've lost our way as the tournament's gotten like less and less big, I guess. I feel like it was bigger when we were kids. We talked about it before we went live. It was always fuck Duke first and foremost. You get your bracket, you just figure out how am I going to get Duke out of this bracket. And I was ready to do it with Kyrie. But I feel like if I don't vote Kyrie, Eddie's going to leave the show and we have to shut down the company. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to abstain from voting. Marshall Henderson is an absurd person to vote against Kyrie. I also don't even consider Kyrie Duke. I don't consider Tatum Duke. Duke had four-year guys. They fucking haunt you forever. Those guys, yeah. Kyrie played, what, 13 games at Duke? If that? 11?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
No, well, Clem, Duke.
That's why we don't have long enough to learn how to hate people anymore.
Come on, Clem, show some appreciation.
I love hate. I love hate, and I feel like I have no place to put my hate anymore.
Do you remember when Zion was there with RJ Barrett and fucking Reddish, and everyone was rooting for Duke, and I was like, guys, what? We've lost the fucking story here. It's always fuck Duke first and foremost. Like, that was one thing that united this country. It was like, fuck the Yankees, fuck Duke, and whatever. Fuck the Lakers, I guess. And I feel like we've just lost our way. And Cooper Flagg's cool as hell, too. So, I don't know, man. I'm abstaining.
That's a little bit back. When you saw that White Lotus clip go with him out to shoot himself with the Duke shit, everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to use this. So you saw a little bit of it. Like, the remnants are still there, for sure. So it's all Duke right now, but
yeah, I mean, if crazy gives you an edge, like Marshall Henderson might be the craziest person in this bracket, but Kyrie for sure. I mean, watching him in for the Cavs, just his handles, his moves, he's incredible. Do you guys? I mean, yeah, fuck Duke, Clem. Do you guys hate Kentucky? Because it's fuck Duke, fuck Kentucky. But I don't know if that's just Indiana Kentucky rivalry. But do they make?
You guys, I don't care about them either way.
I feel like I dislike most blue teams after like a while of, and you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the blue has run the bracket in mine as a very casual basketball watcher. I'm like, I just want to have a red team.
I don't even hate Duke.
I've never really had the pure hate for Duke either.
Yeah.
You guys must
We used to be a proper country, Clem.
Used to be a proper country.
I always kind of hated Tyler Hansbrough. He's like the when I
oh, yeah. I hate North Carolina, yeah, but not like I hate Duke and Kentucky.
Do you remember that guy I dunked over though, Kyle Hansbrough, and with the bloody nose?
Psycho T went to the Pacers, and he almost hit my buddy on a bike with his car one time. Pretty awesome, and he like gave us a look like it's our fault.
That sounds about. I mean, he almost killed Will Bynum on the Pacers when because Tyler Hansbrough's brother was Ben was on the Pacers too.
Yep,
and he like ran into Ben, and Tyler just came over and was about to murder him.
Psycho T. Now he's a pickleball player and he's like dominating. Oh, and he's still crazy as ever.
So anyway, before we're gonna move into our playoffs of our bracket, before we do that, let's talk about DraftKings. When it comes to college basketball and March Mania, nothing is for sure. Upsets, buzzer beaters, Cinderella's advancing, top seeds going home early. It's all gonna happen. Bet the unexpected every upset, every day with DraftKings Sportsbook with live betting, exclusive content, promos, and parlays. DraftKings is the ultimate college basketball destination in March. Ready to make your first bet? Check out the matchups and pick a team to win. It is that simple. First time, here's something special for you. New DraftKings customers bet $5 to get 200 in bonus bets back instantly. Bet the unexpected with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE for new customers and get 200 bucks in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. All right, first matchup of the playoffs. Charles Barkley versus Magic Johnson. Now we're getting into the good stuff. This is the good stuff, boys. Start with you, Vibsy.
Charles Barkley's shorter than Magic Johnson, isn't he?
Maybe about
four inches.
Yeah, damn. I feel like going against Magic Johnson's crazy, but Charles Barkley is underrated. I think we don't give him enough credit.
He is insane. He's averaging many rebounds.
I think Magic Johnson's mind's going to be elsewhere during this tournament. I think he's worried about the extracurricular activities after the tournament. And what's going on in his hotel room. So I'm giving it to Chuck.
You're giving it to Chuck. One vote for Charles Barkley. Clem.
Chuck Wagon. Chuck Wagon all the fucking way.
Dude, he was so fucking good. Two for Charles Barkley. Che.
This is tough because I want to say Barkley, but he is significantly shorter than Magic. And efficiency wise, he's not great. Offensively, though, Magic is kind of tough. Not ideal, I would think, from a shooting perspective. I'll go Barkley, but I think it's pretty close.
Three for Barkley. Eddie?
This is probably the toughest one. I keep flip-flopping. I want to say, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to go with the attitude and give me the fuck you of Barkley.
All Barkley. Dave?
I guess my vote doesn't matter. I too was going to go Barkley. I was trying to think of a funny age joke to make, but couldn't come up with any. So I'll just go with Barkley, I guess.
We're deprived of a White Sox Dave age joke. Chief?
You'll get them next time, Dave.
Yeah, it'll come eventually.
I have the first Magic Johnson age joke I ever heard. I'll never forget it. It just stunned me so much. It was so fucked up.
Well, can we hear it?
Yeah.
It's not really bad now that you're an adult, but what do you call Magic Johnson in a wheelchair?
What?
Rollades. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I felt like I had like just seen like someone get murdered. I was like, my soul like died that day. I was like, 8 years old.
Chief?
I think Barkley at his peak is just too athletic for Magic. So I'm taking Barkley.
At his peak, he's averaging like 28 and 14. Like, that's crazy. So Barkley's going to move on. Now we have the one seed DeMarcus Cousins out of Kentucky versus Joe Johnson out of Arkansas. Oh. Chief.
I didn't want DeMarcus Cousins in this tournament, so I'm still going with ISO Joe. I think he'll just get to the spots he wants and he'll get his buckets against DeMarcus.
That would be the most mean-spirited one-on-one you've ever heard. I feel like there'd be fists halfway through. Dave.
Barkley.
Barkley's not in this one.
Who is it again?
He's making his vote for Barkley count.
It is DeMarcus Cousins versus Joe Johnson.
I'm going to go Joe Johnson for the same reasons as I said before. He's so purely ISO, and I stopped following basketball right around DeMarcus Cousins' time when he entered the league and was in college. So I'm going to go Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson, ISO Joe. Eddie?
It's hard because it really all comes down to me if ISO Joe's shots are falling, because I don't think he'll be able to take Boogie to the rack. And I respect what Boogie does offensively. He's so versatile. Like you said, he could hit the three. He could back you down. He's going to get a lot of the boards. Fuck, I was going to say Joe Johnson, but I think I just talked myself into Boogie.
That's one, then, for Boogie and two for Joe Johnson. Jay?
It's really hard because all the good things we say about Charles Barkley, Boogie is that, but he's 6'10".
He can shoot threes.
And shoot threes, yeah.
And a better shooter, yeah. The thing, like, if you rewind it back to, like, Hawks Joe Johnson that was winning games, he's, like, hunting guys like DeMarcus Cousins, though, on one-on-ones.
Yeah.
I mean, DeMarcus Cousins is going to have his way with him in the post and stuff like that, but, I mean, Joe Johnson is 6'8",
I think. Tall.
6'7", 6'8". This is tough. I think DeMarcus Cousins is almost a worthy winner of this, but I also think Joe Johnson beats him one-on-one. So give me ISO Joe.
Three.
Joe Johnson had a game where he had 29 and a quarter in 2013.
Yeah. Three for ISO Joe, one for DeMarcus Cousins. Clem.
Give me the armadillo cowboy himself, Joe Johnson. I think I'm also have a little bit of like, Anthony Davis should be here. DeMarcus did get hurt a lot, I feel. So hamstring could go anytime. Achilles could pop. Since we're Joe Johnson, I feel like an Iron Man for a while there. However, I'm picking Joe Johnson, but in my like headcanon, DeMarcus Cousins, like, he gives Joe something to remember him for the next round. Like, he's not feeling good going into the next round in my mind. He's gonna cheap foul, potential injury for Joe Johnson here, but he wins the game.
Joe Johnson's going to win, but Vibsy.
Let the record show. I said good things about Purdue. I picked DeMarcus Cousins to get here, and I think he'd be great. But Joe Johnson is built for a one-on-one tournament. I'm gonna take him.
Yep. ISO Joe's going to move on. And
team basketball, no, he stinks. But one-on-one tournament, hell yeah.
So ISO Joe versus Charles Barkley to get into the finals. Vibsy.
Say it again.
It's ISO Joe versus Charles Barkley to go into the finals.
Oh.
That's mean.
Now I want to, yeah. I think I should say Joe Johnson, but I want Charles Barkley to be there, so I'm going to say Charles Barkley.
He threw a basketball at Shaq's head. Like, he's not afraid.
No, I don't think he's afraid at all, and I think he's very underrated for who he is. But and Joe Johnson, yeah, he's like built for this. But I'm going Charles Barkley.
One for Chuck, Clem.
I feel like Joe Johnson might be the move just because Charles wasn't really known for his defense. It's just hard not to go with fucking Charles Barkley here. Fuck it, I'm going Chuck. I'm going Chuck on this one. This is tough. This is real tough.
Two for Chuck, Jay.
I mean, if we just took Joe Johnson to beat Boogie,
yeah.
Charles Barkley is
I know.
Like a slightly worse shooting Boogie, but 6 inches shorter. So I'm going ISO Joe.
One for ISO Joe. Eddie?
Same exact logic. I can't
take. I would pick Boogie over Barkley, too.
Mm. Yeah, I don't disagree, so I'm going to take.
But March is about upsets. They find a way somehow.
Joe Johnson is a find a way guy.
Not anymore.
Out of all these. So 2-2 right now. Dave?
I'm going Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson, 3-2. Chief?
I'm also going Joe Johnson. I didn't realize how much respect I had for Joe Johnson until he did this show, but I fucking love Joe Johnson.
I bet if he were on the Bulls, we would have fucking hated him. One of those players.
We've had a lot of guys like that.
Jamal Crawford,
Ben Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Ben Gordon, another one who just light it up. Yeah. He had that one streak where it was just like 40 points, 40 points, 48 points, 40 points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of have it a little bit going right now with Kobe White.
Yeah.
Pretty close. So Joe Johnson out of Arkansas is in the finals. On the other side, we have Hakeem the Dream versus Jamal Crawford. Chief.
This is a preposterous matchup.
It is.
But, like, I don't know. How does Hakeem defend a Jamal Crawford crossover?
I think he would.
It's so different than anything he'd ever have seen in the 90s. Like, ever.
I mean, did he ever get caught on a pick and roll against Iverson? On Iverson?
But that would be like the last year of his career.
Iverson came in 96. He won a championship in 95.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, but I fucking love Chief's old school NBA knowledge. He just drops on us.
Yeah.
But then it ends. It's just nothing.
Yeah. It ends really with like that Lakers Pistons final. whatever, 2004.
It's right around Donahue. Yeah. So you're going to go with Hakeem?
I think I'm going Hakeem.
One for Hakeem, Dave.
This is versus Jamal Crawford, correct?
Yes.
I'm going Jamal Crawford. I need to see Jamal Crawford versus Joe Johnson 1-on-1.
That would be incredible.
That's exactly what I want in 1-on-1 basketball. Just guys who light up the scoreboard.
Yeah.
They should do this instead of the big three. When guys retire, it's just like, who was a bucket? So get Ben Gordon, get all these guys. Yeah.
That's what Pat Bev's trying to do. Pat Bev and Rowan are trying to do a 1-on-1 pay-per-view.
That's what Tracy McGrady did. He has a league right now.
But T-Mac did it with like regular folk. I want it with like guys who
pros. ISO players. Yeah.
ISO. Like imagine Melo in this.
Oh my God. That'd be cool. I wish Syracuse had made it. I would have had him in here and he would have won the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's so funny. One of the cool things about Carmelo now in his retirement is when you hear old players talk about Carmelo, he is your favorite player's like favorite player. Like they all say, like he was the most difficult player to guard. Not like LeBron,
he's like the greatest scorer.
Yeah,
ever.
He could score in any position. Yeah. He could shoot you from three. He could back you down. He could do anything he wanted. It is incredible.
Nice actor.
Yeah, not too bad. So 1-1 right now, Eddie.
I feel like something we haven't really talked about during this whole podcast is intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think, obviously, like, players, you'd be intimidated in the NBA. Like, you know, the Jordans, the Kobes, like, the complete guys who could trash talk and back up their legend. But I think Jamal Crawford gets the ball to check it up with Hakeem Olajuwon and is just in awe of that man. And I think Hakeem wins based on that.
The Dream 2-1, Che.
Hemus, a much, much better basketball player.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
But yeah, like, even if Jamal Crawford misses, Hakeem gets the rebound and brings it back. He's still got to get it to the post. And he can, like, kind of walk him back. But Jamal Crawford is, like, a shifty guy. I think he figures it out. I'm taking Jamal Crawford.
Wow, 2-2 right now. Clem?
Just a couple quick things here. Jamal Crawford on Basketball Reference, the only nickname they have listed for him is JC. That is the lamest fucking
JC.
He has nicknames. Like, they call him J Crossover. That's his fucking, like, you know, handle. I also
I know
saw
another JC that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Talk about me. Oh, no.
JC Chazé.
I also looked up Joe Johnson and Jamal Crawford, hoping there was like a one-on-one of them that went, you know, that they did somehow. Apparently, they put up 56 points on the Bulls in the playoffs back in the day. So them together blows my mind with the amount we've built these guys up. But at the end of the day, I have to. Oh, is it Ramadan when we play this tournament?
Oh, good point.
Good question.
Did not factor that in.
You guys didn't think I was going to answer that, did you?
Yeah, didn't factor that in at all.
When is that, February?
Right now.
Yeah.
Because Hakeem did fast during Ramadan, I remember, back in the day, and it's incredible that he was able to play, like, without no fucking...
Melo did, too. Jaylen Brown's doing it right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Melo did that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't remember that.
Or maybe it was Amare? Amare.
Yeah, might have been.
Amare would make more sense. Although, I...
He's Jewish. Isn't he Jewish?
Yeah. He's definitely Jewish.
So maybe he did it on Fridays, or...
So maybe he did it for Passover or something.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Clem?
I think Hakeem is like a fucking, like a snake. Like, I don't know how, like, he's just fast, but he's tall, but he's strong. He had like every fucking, like, attribute where I think Jamal Crawford can shoot and is shifty, but he doesn't have like the size or the defense. So it's Hakeem.
Jamal Crawford's like 6'7", isn't he?
No.
A little bit shorter. I think he was like 6'4", probably, if I had to guess. I feel he was like a relatively small
combo guard.
Yeah.
I was laughing at Clinton.
6'5". Hakeem, by the way, Hakeem Olajuwon is what, 7 feet tall?
Yeah.
Let's throw that into the equation.
6'5". 6'5" for Crawford, by the way. So taller than I thought. Well, by an inch, I guess. So you're going with Hakeem the Dream. That means Vibsy. It is 3 for Hakeem, 2 for Crawford.
Yeah. Hakeem was a little bit before my time, but the way Clem talks about Hakeem makes me, like, I got to take him.
That means Hakeem, the Dream, is going to move on. On the top end of it, Kyrie Irving versus Steve Francis. I think you could catch Steve Francis's ankles in orbit by the time this one is over. Start with you, Vibsy.
Kyrie.
Yeah, 1 for Kyrie Irving. Clem.
I just realized that there was one guy we could have put for Maryland, and he did peak in college, unfortunately.
Len Bias.
Yeah, that's. I already went dark with the Roll AIDS joke, so I didn't want to bring that one up again. But
thought about it.
Fuck it. I'm going fucking Stevie Franchise. Fuck Duke. Fuck all you guys that like Duke.
1-1 right now. Jay.
Kyrie in a landslide.
Eddie.
Kyrie just absolutely dismantles him.
Kyrie, Dave.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie. Chief?
Kyrie.
Yeah. So Kyrie Irving versus Hakeem Olajuwon. What a fucking matchup this would be to watch. So prime Kyrie versus prime Hakeem. Who wins in a one-on-one matchup, Chief? This is actually, like,
it's tough.
Pretty tough.
I have no idea.
Like, again, we were talking about the crossover.
I want it to just be, like, pure one-on-one basketball skills. So I'm defaulting to Kyrie.
1 for Kyrie, Dave.
I think Kyrie Irving's probably beating everybody in basketball history 1-on-1. So okay. Kyrie Irving.
2 for Kyrie, Eddie.
Looks like Eddie and Shea froze.
No, he's just mentally frozen.
Thank you.
Come on, Dave. Fuck. I think Kyrie can just do too much.
Three for Kyrie. Che?
Kyrie?
Yeah, Kyrie's going to win, but Clem?
I mean, I don't want to be like the old gray beard here, but seven times top five defensive player of the year. Won it twice, back-to-back, MVP. He won the MVP in the NBA, came in second the year before, came in fifth, fourth, seventh. Hakeem Olajuwon is just, and I know it's a one-on-one tournament, but I think Hakeem could figure it out. Plus, he's 7 feet tall, and he's a fucking freak. Hakeem Olajuwon is a freak of nature. You guys, after this is over, everyone just go on YouTube, just watch Hakeem Olajuwon. I just need you guys to acknowledge he's a freak of nature. And fuck Duke. Like, what do we have? All right. Hakeem, and this guy ripped my goddamn heart out in 94. And the Knicks would have won in six and not had to worry about John Starks 2-for-18 if he didn't get his fingertip on the ball in the end of game six. So fuck, goddamn, you're making me defend Hakeem Olajuwon. Goddamn, you guys.
Hakeem, Vibsy.
Yeah, Hakeem Olajuwon, if his footwork is as good as everyone says, like if Irving can get past him, but Hakeem Olajuwon is 7 feet tall. His wingspan, he just, you know, he just turns around and swats it. Like, I'm going Hakeem.
Hakeem, but Kyrie is going to win, which means we actually have a pretty fun finals here. So it's Kyrie Irving versus Joe Johnson. Kyrie out of Duke, Joe Johnson out of Arkansas. Who wins in a one-on-one matchup, first to 11, starting with you, Vibsy?
Sorry, it's Joe Johnson and...
And Kyrie.
And Kyrie.
Could you imagine if they aired that segment of us taking Kyrie Irving over Hakeem Olajuwon on like terrestrial radio tomorrow?
Oh my god.
We'd all have death threats.
Yeah.
We'd have Burnsies down our throat.
Yeah.
Would be lots of Burnsies down our throat.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vibs.
We're like the Maryland foodie boys. We're
yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be bad.
Going, oh, Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving is a crossover.
Yeah. But Joe Johnson, Kyrie, I'm going Kyrie. I remember where I was watching him for the Cavs in those finals and just being like, holy shit. The way he moves the ball is just different. Like I'm going Kyrie.
Yep. One for Kyrie, Clem.
Fuck Duke. Fucking Joe Johnson.
One
guys.
One for ISO Joe. Che.
It's tough. Let the record show one on one. I'm picking Dave Portnoy over Kyrie Irving. but I'm going to pick Kyrie over Joe Johnson.
Two for Kyrie, one for Joe Johnson. Eddie.
Yeah, it's hard, but I just think Kyrie outclasses him.
This is the Kyrie room over here. Put some Duke stuff up. You guys have been sucking his dick the whole goddamn tournament.
Dude, prime Kyrie was different.
He was tough to guard. Nobody wanted to guard him. So we are three for Kyrie, one for ISO Joe. Dave.
Kyrie Irving, I think the real championship was in the Kyrie semifinal with Hakeem, based on what you guys said, at least. Mm-hmm. But I think he cooks Joe Johnson all day, every day. Even though Joe Johnson is deservedly in the championship from his side of the bracket. But I'm going with Kyrie all day.
Kyrie, Chief?
I just don't think there's been anyone who has ever lived that can stay in front of Kyrie Irving.
Right. Like, anybody.
Yeah. Like, he'll go between Hakeem's legs. Like, he'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that means Kyrie Irving out of Duke. So Duke wins at another bracket, much to Clem's dismay, as he wins our bracket of one-on-one alumni of our current Sweet 16 schools.
I should have, like, pushed more. Like, Kyrie always gets hurt. He's a fucking – he didn't play
he
that
is kind
year
of, he's a
COVID.
Loser.
He's kind
Fuck
of
him.
Flakes out a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Bailed on all the Celtics I could have been sold on that because he could have – talked about how it's not that important to his life and how
it doesn't matter. His third eye is not blinking right, so he doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's burning sage pregame, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Could have mentioned like anti-Semitism would have had a play. You never know. Anything could have been mentioned here if you wanted to. You missed out, Clem.
Back in my day, fuck Duke got you fucking all you needed. I mean, I still pick VCU every year because Eric Maynor beat him like a billion years ago.
Yeah. Eric Maynor.
Shit.
That's a Wizards legend right there, Eric Maynor. So that means the winner of the bracket episode 168, the alumni Sweet 16 battle, is Kyrie Irving out of Duke. Poor Joe Johnson. We gave enough flowers to him. Like, he deserved to get into the finals. Joe Johnson was unbelievable and nice. Like, you did not touch him. Like, you mentioned those Hawks games. He was filthy. Disgusting to watch. So that's the episode. We will be back next week with a new topic.